From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's Thursday, July 15th. I'm Marco Werman. Today, outrage in the Senate over BP's connections with Libya and the Lockerbie bomber.
Make no mistake, any money it makes off of that oil is blood money, pure and simple.
Also, summer camp for kids of soldiers deployed abroad.
You get to ride horses, you do archery, and lots of fun stuff. And you get to talk about like people that are sad, and you can keep them company and make them not sad.
I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. BP is testing a cap on the ruptured well in the Gulf of Mexico, and the company says oil has stopped gushing for the first time since April. BP has been vilified for its handling of the spill. Now it's getting condemnation on another front. Some senators are accusing BP of pressing the British government to release a Libyan man, the only person ever convicted in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. The senators claim the prisoner release was part of a deal to allow BP drilling rights in Libya, but British officials deny that. Eric Kneeler reports from Washington.
When convicted Lockerbie bomber Abdel Bassat El-Megrahi was released from a Scottish prison last August, victims' families and the U.S. government were furious. The Scottish government said Megrahi had cancer and only had a few months to live. He returned to a hero's welcome in Libya. 10 months later, Megrahi is still alive and is said to be writing his memoirs. And now the 22-year-old Lockerbie bombing case is taking yet another turn. Here's New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez.
If BP is found to have gained access to Libyan oil reserves by using a mass murderer as a bargaining chip, then make no mistake, any money it makes off of that oil is blood money, pure and simple.
BP is the oil company that everyone loves to hate right now. Menendez claims BP pressured the British government to release Megrahi. Today, BP officials confirmed that the company lobbied the British government back in 2007 over a prisoner transfer agreement with Libya. BP ultimately secured a $900 million oil drilling deal with Libya. Now Menendez and three other Democratic senators want BP to drop the deal and turn over all of its documents.
We hope that BP agrees that it will suspend its activities in Libya, that it will fully comply with our call for full information, and we hope that our State Department presses this case incredibly hard. It is important to send a message internationally that terrorism, when you are caught and convicted, means you spend your life in jail.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she'll look into the senator's claims, but Scottish Justice Minister Kenny McCaskill denied that BP had any influence in the prisoner release.
We had no communication from the oil company, and we had no support or assistance from the British government. We rejected the prisoner transfer application because of the legitimate grievances and doubts that the American community and families had, but we granted compassionate release following the laws and values that we hold as a people here in Scotland.
That compassionate release argument doesn't sit well with representatives of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103. Frank Dugan heads a group of families of the American victims. He says Megrahi faked his illness to get out of prison.
The question is now, was the release tainted by phony medical evidence? The answer is yes. And by oil interest? And the answer is yes.
Dugan hopes the renewed interest in the case will help keep alive the memory of the passengers on Flight 103 and residents of Lockerbie, Scotland, who died on December 21st, 1988.
The story is not about Megrahi or his release. He was just one of the many people involved in that bombing. The story is about 270 innocent souls that were murdered.
The European Union ended trade sanctions against Libya in 2004. Many victims' families believe the release of Megrahi has opened the door for BP and other British firms to begin commercial deals with Libya, including arms deals. Menendez and the other senators say they are pressing for new hearings on the affair this summer on Capitol Hill. For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.